Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Arlen High Schools. We are about to complete the first round from the fourth annual Tri Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. As we have halftime of this girls' first round game, with North Shelby leading Clark County 29-21, and they're probably about halftime in the middle school gym of Knox County and Schuyler County. And speaking of Schuyler County, the first girls' game of the night, it was Schuyler County winning their third game of the year by defeating Knox County 87-17. As Schuyler County led in scoring by Sydney Ashelman with 12 points, McKinley Ashelman with 14, Traylon Wilson with 10, J.C. Morris with 12, and Kate Hatfield with 18, while Clark County led by Savannah Sragg and Jan Hinkle with 5 points apiece. Schuyler County led 26-4 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Knox 34-4 in the second quarter to lead 60-8 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler outscored Knox 20-6 and led 80-14 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Schuyler County outscoring Knox County 7-3, and Schuyler County wins it 87-17. Schuyler County girls 3-0, Knox County girls 0-2. And in the first game, first-round boys game that are being played in the middle school, it was North Shelby defeating Brookfield 75-45. So we just have half of a boys game, half of a girls game to set up the semifinals starting on Wednesday night. And speaking of Wednesday, from high school, we'll have two championship semifinal games live for you on KMEM. Starting at 6 o'clock, Scotland County and Milan girls. That's a 2-3 matchup. Followed at 7:30, Putnam County and Scotland County boys in the championship semifinal. Streaming tomorrow night, we'll have Brookfield and Putnam County in the consolation semifinal at 6 o'clock. And then the boys' consolation semifinal tomorrow night, Milan and Clark County boys. As both teams back on the floor now. Then Thursday night, we'll have the second round of semifinal games. Take Friday off, and then Saturday, 8 games for you. We won't have them all on KMM. We'll have the 2 championship games, the 2 third-place games, starting at 12 o'clock on Saturday. They'll be played here at the high school gym. The 7th-place girls and boys, the consolation girls and boys, will be played in the middle school on Saturday, also starting at 12 o'clock. So we'll have a full afternoon of basketball for you from the 4th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic here at Schuyler County High School. 29-21, North Shelby leading Clark County, and I'll be back with the second half in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Would you like job security along with great pay and benefits? Panagold, the bakers of Country Hearth bread products, offers a starting wage of over $20 an hour, medical and dental coverage, paid holidays, retirement funding, and opportunities for growth and advancement. Panagold has many positions throughout the bakery, so chances are good there's going to be a fit for you that will work with your schedule. Currently, there are openings for production, sanitation, maintenance, shipping, and delivery drivers. Find out more and apply today at countryhearthjobs.com.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Schuyler County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Knox County or Clark County basketball. Clark County Lady Indian basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM. Memphis, North Shelby, up by 8 over Clark County. The winner of this ball game will play Schuyler County girls on Thursday night at 6 o'clock in a championship semifinal. And the loser will play Knox County on Thursday night in a consolation semifinal. So Clark County girls back on the floor. They're in a bit of foul trouble. D.D. Church with three personal fouls. And then Sierra Kirby for North Shelby with three personal fouls. So North Shelby will have the basketball to start the second half. Sierra Kirby back in the ball game, gives it a Thrasher. Thrasher between the two circles to Kirby. Around the top of the key to the right side of the circle. Kicks it off in the corner to Barrett. Jaylee Barrick put up a three, missed it, and Hess off of the rebound. So Delana Hess will bring it across the timeline. Alexis Ellison playing with three personal fouls. They give it to Allie Fox from the free throw line. Missed the shot. And off the rebound, Barrick falls down. It's picked up by Allie Hayden. Gets it out to Alexis Ellison. Ellison to the top of the key. Gives it to Hess. Back to Ellison. Ellison tried to flip it over to Hope Ross. It was touched by Natalie Thrasher. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. Now Allie Fox will check out. Olivia Miller will check in for Clark County. Also, McEwen will check in for North Shelby, and Barrick will check out. Well, now they're going to say that it was not touched by Clark County. I thought it was touched, but evidently nobody else did. So, Allie Thrasher with the basketball between the two circles. To Kirby between the two circles. Kirby gets it down low to Meg Shively. Back to Kirby, down the dotted line. Kirby puts up the shot off glass, missed it. Shively off the rebound. Trying to get it back to Kirby and knocked out of bounds by Delana Hess. So it'll be North Shelby basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket as Kirby gets it to Thrasher for three. Bullseye. Natalie Thrasher. From the deep right corner at 3 points. Alexis Ellison gives it to Hess. Hess along the timeline. They try to get her in a double team, and now the ball stolen away. It stops, pops, shots put up, no good by Williams. Missed it. Now the rebound goes out of bounds as Ellison, I guess, touched it first because they're going to give it to North Shelby. To Williams, dotted line, shot from 10, no good. And we have a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Ava Williams, I think. Here comes the official. Yep, Ava Williams does pick up the foul. That's her second. 32-21. North Shelby's biggest lead in the ball game at 11. As Ellison will bring it across the timeline to Miller. Now Ross. It was along the right baseline, picked up the shot, missed it. And Hope Ross on the rebound over the back. So Hope Ross will pick up the foul. And that's her second. Thrasher inbounds to Kirby. As Kirby will walk it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. McEwen inside the arc on the left wing, inside to Meg Shively. Kicks it out to Williams. Shot from the free throw line. No good. And off of the rebound, Delana Hess to Ellison. Alexis springs it across the timeline. Dribbles to the top of the key. Tried to lob it inside to Hayden over Thrasher. That's a mismatch. And the pass was slapped out of bounds. So it'll be Clark County inbounding on the far sideline. Hess will get it in to Ellison. Ellison gets to Miller. Miller will try a 15-footer off the left baseline. No good. And Ava Williams off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Kirby. Kirby fans out to the right wing. Now Williams takes it to the dotted line. Gets it out to Kirby. Will try a three. No good. And rebound. Gets around and out with it comes Hess. To Ellison. Ellison will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. And now pass to Hess, off of Hess's feet on the floor. She's tied up by Kirby. Jump ball, alternating possession, stays with the Lady Indians. So Delana Hess will inbound on the far sideline. She gets it to Ellison in the left corner. Inside it goes to Hope Ross. Hope puts up the shot, missed it, but due to foul. So the foul's going to be on North Shelby. They're going to call it on Melissa McEwen. So McEwen picks up her second personal foul as Hess will inbound. Now Ellison will take it down the paint, puts up the shot, missed it. And the rebound out to Hope Frost, too high. Hope couldn't hang on to it. Thrasher with the basketball, tried to get it to Kirby. And Hope Frost hustling all the way, knocked the pass out of bounds. So it'll be Sierra Kirby inbounding for the Lady Raiders underneath their own basket. As Kirby gets the ball to Ava Williams. Williams follow a 10-footer off glass, no good. D.D. Church back in the ball game for Clark County to Ellison. Ellison tried to get it to Ross, knocked out of bounds by McEwen. And now Jaylee Barrick will check in, and Meg Shively will check out. 4:46 left to play in the third quarter. We've been stuck on 32-21 for a couple of minutes. As now a lob underneath intended for Church went off Church's hands and out of bounds. Now Clark County wants a timeout. 4:41 left to play in the third quarter. North Shelby 32, Clark County 21. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEN Sports.
You know, if you look in the rearview mirror, you'll notice summer has flown by. And fall, of course, means football. Make sure your vehicle is ready to travel to that Kansas City Chiefs game by getting it checked out at Buck Brothers Sunny Slope Auto in Kirksville. We specialize in tires and alignments and work on all makes and models. Hey, we've been in business over 40 years. Fall is a busy time for everyone. Make sure your vehicle is ready to roll for every occasion. At Buck Brothers Sunny Slope Auto in Kirksville, we don't just work on it, we fix it.
4:41 left to play in the third quarter. Girls, first round game. North Shelby leading Clark County 32-21. As North Shelby with the basketball, full court pressure by Clark County. As Kirby, half court pass to McEwen. Tried to get it down low to Barry. Out of the way by Church. Here we come the other way. As Ellison throws up a shot from 10. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by North Shelby. So Delana Hess will inbound underneath her own basket. Hess looks for somebody. Now tried to get the ball to Ellison, as no way by Thrasher. Thrasher gets it down low to Kirby. Kirby puts the shot up. Got it. Sierra Kirby with 3 points. 34-21, North Shelby the lead. Allie Fox has it on the left wing. Skips it to the left, right baseline to Hess. Hess tried to make a move, and a pass wheeled out of her hands by Williams. As Addie Belt checks back in, also Whitney Shin will check in for North Shelby. As Ellison gets the inbounds pass, three-pointer off the left wing, no good. Allie Fox with the rebound. Now Church off glass, no good. Allie Fox again with the rebound. Picked up the shot and got it. Allie Fox with 3 points. And finally, Clark County gets off of that 21. Now the inbound pass is thrown away by Kirby. So Clark County will inbound underneath their own basket. 3:54 left to play in the third quarter. Delana Hess trying to get the ball out to Ross. Threw over her head. Picked up by Bell. To the hoop. Lays it up and got it. 6 points for Andy Bell. 36-23, 13-point North Shelby lead. Fox on the right wing to Ellison. Now Hope Ross had the ball taken away by Kirby. Kirby steps around. Ellison puts up the shot, and I think they're going to call a foul on Alexis Ellison. And they will. So that's four fouls on Alexis Ellison. Now sends Sierra Kirby to the line, and she'll shoot. I think two shots. First one up. Got it. That's 4 points on for Sierra Kirby. As Aaron Bash will check in. Also, Meg Shively checks back in for North Shelby as Kirby makes the second free throw. She has five, and it's 38-23. As Hess gives the ball to Emma Ross. Now Church at the free throw line. gives it to Alley Fox. Fox kicks it to Hef. Hope Ross will try it. 3-4-5. 6 points for Hope Ross. Brace you by Clark County. Williams in the backcourt gives it to Kirby. Kirby will take it right at Church. And a little bit out of control, falls down, lost the ball. And it'll be Clark County basketball, down by 12. Hess will inbound to Aaron Bash. And Bash will bring it across the timeline to Ross. Ross tried to get it down low to Church. Goes out of bounds off Church. Has hands and out of bounds. Bull court pressure by Clark County. Kirby will inbound to Ava Williams. And Williams falls down, trips over Allie Fox's feet. They call Ava Williams for a travel. So Hess will inbound in front of the Clark County bench on the near sideline. Gives it to Fox. Allie Fox gives it to Church. And Church wanted to shoot from the free throw line and did a little crow hop. So turnover Clark County, gives it back to North Shelby. Ava Williams against Prasher to Kirby. Now Belt gives it to Berry at top of the key to Belt. Belt 15 footer on the way. Got it. Andy Belt with 8 points. Makes it 40-26 as Fox skips it across to the right baseline. The Hope Ross puts up the shot. No good. And Meg Shively off the rebound, a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Hope Ross, and on Ross, that's her third. So three fouls on Hope Ross. Brace you again as Williams inbounds to Kirby. Kirby gives it back to Williams. Williams, long pass down the floor to Andy Belt. Almost walked with it. Now gives it back to Williams on the left wing. Kirby on the right wing. Now takes it to the dotted line over Church. Puts up the shot. No good. Meg Shively put back. No good. And Hope Ross comes off the rebound. Ross gives the ball to Delana Hess. Hess will walk it across the timeline. 1-2-2 zone for North Shelby. Hope Ross drives into the lane and walks with it. She tried to step around Andy Bell. As Olivia Miller will check back in for Clark County, and Hope Ross will check out. Also, let me see, Shively in, Natalie Thrasher is in, and Olmeyer checks back in. It's Olmeyer with the basketball, has it on the left wing beyond the arc. Now Kirby puts it up over Church, and a whistle on a foul, and the foul's going to be on D.D. Church, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on D.D. Church with 1:39 left to play in the third quarter. North Shelby on top, 40-26. As Kirby at the line, first shot up, got it. 6 points for Sierra Kirby. So Emma Ross will check in, and D.D. Church will set down. Sierra Kirby, six, looking for seven. Eyes it, fires it, got it. So seven for Kirby, 42-26. Hess will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Allie Fox on the right wing. Now a bad pass, batted away by Thrasher. Thrasher will take it to the hoop and walk with it. And Allie Thrasher had all of a sudden a double team in front of her, tried to turn and walked with it. So here comes Clark County down 42-26. 1:15 left to play in the third quarter. Pass gives it to Emma Ross. Turns, puts up the 10-footer. No good. Ross gets it and puts it up from the other side. In and out. No good. And off the rebound is North Shelby. They give it ahead to Thrasher. Puts it off glass. Got it. 5 points for Natalie Thrasher. 44-26. 18-point North Shelby lead. Under a minute left to play in the third quarter. As Hess will bring it across the timeline, finds Allie Fox between the two circles. Fox in a double team, kicks it out to Olivia Miller. Miller in a double team, back to Fox on the left wing. Fox takes it in among the trees, puts up the shot, goes down, it counts, and she fouls. Nice move by Allie Fox. She has five. And she'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. I'll wait for the scoreboard to see who picked up that foul. Could have been Meg Shively. I don't know. No, it's not Barrick. At any rate, Allie Fox shot up, got it. Completes the three-point play. She has six. As here comes Belt across the timeline. Lost the handle on the basketball. Picked up by Hess. And now a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Andy Belt. That's her third. As we got Jaylee Barrick. Well, I don't know who got that last foul on Allie Fox. Inbounds pass to Bash. Gives it to Miller at the free throw line. Now Bash inside the arc of the right wing. In the right corner, it goes to Hess. Back to Bash on the wing. Allie Fox, three-pointer top of the key. Off the front of the rim, no good. Emma Ross had it and lost it. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Emma Ross. 8.3 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Thrasher by Clark County. Thrasher will inbound. Thrasher gets it in to Ohlmeyer. And Ohlmeyer down the far sideline. Pulls up now. She'll try a three. No good. Gets on rebound. Puts it back up. No good. And that's into the third quarter with the score. North Shelby 44, Clark County 29. Back in a moment. Just KMEM Sports.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt.
Work, 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 Peloton!
When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out.
You can do it!
The original Peloton bike at our best price ever, $39 a month. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
8 minutes left to play in the ball game. North Shelby ladies 44, Clark County ladies 29 as we start the fourth quarter. And it'll be North Shelby basketball. And Natalie Thrasher will inbound on the far sideline. Clark County comes back on the floor. Hope Ross is back. Alexis Ellison plays with four fouls, is back. Allie Fox, Allie Hayden, and Hope Ross. Delana Hess. So, man-to-man defense by Knox County. They get into Meg Shively, puts it up and got it. 7 points for Meg Shively. Half-court pass to Allie Fox. She takes it to the paint, puts it off the glass, got it. 8 points for Allie Fox. Kirby in the backcourt against Frazier. Gets it ahead to Williams. Now Frazier has it. In the right corner for three, no good. And a whistle and a foul. Are they going to call that one on Alexis Ellison? As everybody hit the ground, and yes, they are. Alexis Ellison just fouled out of the ball game. So Ellison sets down, and Aaron Bash will check back in. 46-31, North Shelby the lead. Kirby underneath her own basket. That's Kirby. Had a pass slapped back in her face. So she'll try it again underneath her own basket. Gives it to Williams in the left corner. Now Thrasher to Kirby for three. No good. Williams off the rebound. Williams puts up the shot. No good. Gets the rebound again. Tries a hook shot. Missed it. And Allie Hayden off the rebound. Hayden will stop, gets it across the timeline, throws it right to Natalie Thrasher. Thrasher lost it, picked up by Ross. Ross takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, and missed it. But the foul's going to be on Meg Shively. So that's the second foul on Chively. And Hope Ross will go to the line. She'll shoot. Two shots. First shot up. It's good. So Hope Ross with 7 points. And now McEwen will check back in. Belt checks in. Out will go Barrick and Natalie Thrasher. Hope Ross with 7, looking for 8 shots up. No good. And fight for the rebound. Hayden gets it to Bash, puts up the shot. No good. Aaron Bash gets the rebound back, gives it to Fox, and Fox hands out on the left wing to Hayden in the left corner. Now pass stolen by Belt. They get it ahead to Ava Williams, and Williams falls down, throws the ball out of bounds, a turnover, North Shelby. Hayden will inbound to Fox. As Allie Fox will bring it across the timeline to the free throw line. It goes to Bash, trying to get the Hope Ross, stolen away by Williams to Kirby. As Kirby will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. Belt gets on the left block to Williams, turns, hook shot, no good. And Allie Fox off the rebound. As Fox keeps the dribble, takes it to the hoop, plays it out and got it. That's 10 points for Allie Fox. Now we have a timeout on the floor. 6:04 left to play in the ball game. It's North Shelby 46, Clark County 34. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
You know, Santa is seriously the best boss ever.
Like, we elves get the summer off, no middle management, and get this.
Santa's letting us bring our elf energy.
Right to you at Mall of America.
We elves are in town to help you get your holiday shopping done good and early, with thousands of gifts right at your fingertips.
Not stuck on a ship or truck somewhere.
Book a room at Radisson Blue Mall of America and shop in your jammies since it's connected to the mall.
Plus a pool, a fitness center, and Fire Lake Grill House.
The littles can make gifts at Crayola Experience.
There's sky-high rides at Nickelodeon Universe.
And our fellow elves at the Candy Cane Institute have fun in store for the whole family.
Then dive into sea life and check out the sharks.
You think they have narwhals?
Spend $150 and get Mall of America rewards like free ride passes.
There's music, decorations, and you'll need a sleigh to get all those gifts home.
We're working on that for you. Join us for Happy Alpha Days
at Mall of America.
See mallofamerica.com/holiday
back
for details.
Back at Scott County High School, North Shelby with the basketball, leading 46-34. And they get ahead to McEwen on the right side of the circle. On the right wing, it goes to Williams. Back to Kirby between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. Kirby to the top of the key. Now Thrasher, top of the key. Give and go back to Kirby. Kirby couldn't hang on to it. Stolen away by Hope Ross to Allie Fox. As Fox will bring it across the timeline to Hope Ross in the right corner to Fox. Fox had the ball slapped away. Stolen away by Thrasher. They get it ahead to Kirby. Tried to. We have a whistle and a foul. And a foul may be on Sierra Kirby. And it will be. So Sierra Kirby picks up her 4th personal foul. That's the 16th foul against North Shelby. So Belt will check in. Sierra Kirby will check out. 5:27 left to play in the game. A lot of time left as Allie Fox will bring it across the timeline. Fox takes the free throw line, lost it, picked up by Bash. Miller now lost with 3 out of the left corner, no good. And McEwen comes off the rebound to Thrasher. Thrasher gets it ahead to Belt. As Belt walked with it and got by with it. Thrasher on the left wing. Free throw line extended, gives it to Williams, takes it right down. The paint takes it up and got it. 17 points for Aiden Williams. 14-point North Shelby lead. Hope Ross in the right corner. Ross kicks it out to Miller inside the arc on the left wing. Now the Bash off glass, got it. And Bash has 2 points. Thrasher by Clark County. Natalie Thrasher with the basketball to McEwen. McEwen takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And off the rebound is Allie Hayden to Allie Fox. Fox will bring it across the timeline to Hope Ross inside to Hayden. Hayden falls down, steps on somebody's foot. That was Avery Williams' foot. Ball's down. Ball goes out of bounds with a last touch by Nate Shively. So now Jaylee Berrick will check back in. McEwen will check out. 4:19 left to play in the game. 48-36. North Shelby is the lead. As Allie Hayden will inbound to Fox. Fox takes it right at the big girls and walks with it. The Meg Shively was standing right there, wasn't going to move. So Thrasher will inbound. Gets it to Williams. Williams ahead, it goes to Belt. Belt gets it inside to Shively. Puts it off glass. Got it. 9 points for Meg Shively. 50-36. As Miller on the left wing to Fox. Now three-pointer by Hope Ross. Out of the, off the right wing, no good. And Barry comes off the rebound, gives it to Belt. Belt ahead, it goes to Williams. As Ava Williams takes it to the hoop, bounce pass to Shively, puts it off glass, got it. And 11 points to Meg Shively, give the assist to Ava Williams. 3.5 minutes left to play as Allie Fox, Allie Hayden. Now Bash from the dotted line, puts up the shot, missed it. But I think Meg Shively maybe picked up the foul. She did. So that's three fouls on Meg Shively. And Aaron Bash with 2 points will bitch line to shoot a pair. As Bash eyes the basket, high arching shot, missed it off the near side. As in, Kirby checks back in, also checking back in is Addie Ohlmeyer. So Aaron Bash, again, two, looking for three. Twirls the basketball on her fingertips. High arching shot. It's good. So 3 points for Aaron Bash. Does not give it to Aaron Bash. Evidently, she stepped over the line or something anyway. Didn't get the point. Aaron Bash still only has 2 points. Now North Shelby had a pass left out of bounds. They'll have the basketball out of bounds in front of the scores table. Natalie Thrasher will inbound. In the backcourt, it goes to Kirby. Kirby brings it across the timeline, guarded by Aaron Bash. Shively on the right wing. Beyond the arc, Thrasher on the right wing. They give it to Ohlmeyer on the right wing. Now passes battered in the backcourt. Run down by Ava Williams, stayed in bounds, and gives the ball to Ohlmeyer. Addie Ohlmeyer. Bounce pass to Shively on the left baseline. Kicks it back to Kirby between the two circles. As Kirby guarded by Bash. Kirby in the center circle, still with the dribble to the top of the key. Now hands it off to Ohlmeyer. Ohlmeyer down the right lane, puts up the running 10-footer, no good. And Olivia Miller off the rebound. Gives it to Bash, to Allie Fox, Hope Ross. Ross right at Shively, puts up the shot, no good. Miller with a rebound, puts it up, missed it, but drew the foul. So Olivia Miller will go to the line. As the foul's going to be on Addie Ohlmeyer. That's her first. 2:29 left to play in the game. 52-36, North Shelby with the lead. Miller, first free throw up, no good. Olivia Miller looks for her first points of the ball game. Delana Hess will check back in. Allie Hayden will check out. So Olivia Miller, second free throw on the way. Got it. So Miller picks up her first point of the ball game in 52-37 as Kirby. He was out of a double team. To Thrasher, gets it down low to Shively. Three-pointer by Thrasher, offside. Natalie Thrasher with 8 points, 55-37. As Bash has it on the right baseline. Trying to get it into Hess, stolen away by Williams. Williams tried to run through a double team. Whistle and a, well, the ball was knocked out of bounds. It'll be North Shelby basketball. Now with 2:03 left to play in the game, Landon Daniel clears his bench. So Natalie Thrasher gets it ahead to Belt. Belt had the ball slapped out of her hands and out of bounds by Hope Ross. So Thrasher will inbound on the far sideline, gets it to Kirby. As Kirby hands the ball to Whitney Shan on the left wing. Now back to Thrasher on the left side of the circle to McEwen. McEwen gives it to Kirby, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Delana Hess. So Hess picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. Just a bunch of fouls by Clark County. In fact, quite a few fouls by North Shelby. Three-pointer on the way out of the right corner by McEwen. It's no good. And Clark County with the basketball, 1:35 left to play in the ball game. Delana Hess at the top of the key to Miller on the left wing. Miller to Hope Ross, takes it to the left block, lays it up, missed a wide-open shot. Allie Hayden got the rebound, put the ball up, and whistle a foul, and the foul's going to be on Kirby. So that's all for Sierra Kirby. She just fouled out of the ball game. We'll put Addie Ohlmeyer back in, and to the line will go Allie Hayden. So Hayden looks for her first points of the game. First one by Hayden is up. Got it. First point for Allie Hayden. Makes it 55-38. 1:23 left to play in the game. Next shot by Hayden. On the way. Got them both. Allie Hayden has 2 points. Inbounds pass comes to Belt. Belt lost it. And picked up by Allie Fox. They tried to get down low. Now it's picked up by Hayden. She'll try a shot. Kissed it off. Last and 15. Got it. 4 points for Allie Hayden. As now in the backcourt, Natalie Thrasher is knocked down. A triple team. And that's going to be the 17 foul. The foul's going to be on Delana Hess, I think. Nope. It's going to be on Allie Fox. So Fox picks up her third personal foul. Natalie Thrasher will go to the line. She'll shoot a 1-1. As Thrasher has 8 points, looking for 9. Got it. 9 points for Natalie Thrasher. 56-41. As Thrasher, 9, looking for 10. Shots up. In pinballs, in and out. No good. Hope Ross off the rebound. Natalie Fox. As Fox will bring it across the timeline, trying to get the ball to Olivia Miller, and it's fast slapped out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. So Delana Hess will trigger. Hess slaps the basketball, looks for somebody, gets it out to Fox. Fox back to Hess in the right corner. Hess trying to force it inside to Hayden. And we got a whistle and a foul. That'll be the 10th foul against North Shelby. And the foul's going to be on Addie Ohlmeyer, and that's her second. So Allie Hayden will go to the line. She'll shoot 2 shots. That's 10 team fouls against North Shelby. Hayden with 4, looking for 5. Shots up. Got it. 5 points for Allie Hayden. 56-42, 48 seconds left to play in the ball game. As Hayden's the next free throw up, got them both. 6 points for Allie Hayden. Pass quickly comes in. They take it to Belt. Belt walked with it. So turnover, North Shelby. Clark County gets it back, trailing by 13, 56-43. Across the timeline comes Hess to Miller on the left wing. They swing to the right wing to Hayden. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound by Miller. Too far in the basket. Tried to put it up anyway. Missed it. And the rebound goes out of bounds. So it'll be North Shelby basketball. Thrasher by Clark County. Natalie Thrasher to inbound. Gets it to Belt. Belt to Ohlmeyer. Gets across to McEwen. McEwen takes it right to the hoop. An offensive foul. Offensive foul against North Shelby. Wave the basket off. The foul's going to be on Melissa McEwen. So three fouls on McEwen. 21 seconds left to play. 56-43. Valley Fox gives it to Hess. Elena Hess across the timeline at the top of the key. Now Ross. Out of the right corner, tried to get it over to Miller on the left wing. Stolen away. And North Shelby Belt gives it to McEwen. Down to five, down to four. McEwen will hold the ball. 2-1, and that's the end of the ball game. Look at the final score. North Shelby 56, Clark County 43. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Warm ovens and great smells aren't the only reason people love working at Country Hearth. Job security at a third-generation family-owned company, great pay and benefits, and the opportunity to rise within the company are also in the mix. Besides production, there are a lot of other positions throughout the bakery. Maintenance fixes and maintains machines. Sanitation keeps the machinery and facility clean and safe. Shipping coordinates getting products from point A to point B, and there are delivery driver positions too. Are you ready to find the best fit for you? Find out more and apply today at countryhearthjobs.com.
The Van Buren County Register, based in Keosauqua, Iowa, is the largest weekly newspaper in southeast Iowa and covers scenic Van Buren County. Check them out for local features, public notices, school information, the sheriff's report, court news, and specials at your local grocery stores. They also do lamination and take passport photos. Call 319-293-3197 for more information or check them out on Facebook page. That's the Van Buren County Register in Keosauqua, Iowa.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. 844-43-BIBLE.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scott County High School. It's the final. The second girls' game of the night went to North Shelby by defeating Clark County 56-43. Take a look at the score in the first four of the Lady Raiders. Natalie Thrasher with 9 points. Andy Belt with 8. Sierra Kirby with 7. Marissa McEwen with 4. Meg Shively with 11 points. And Ava Williams with 17. For Clark County, Olivia Miller with 1 point. Hope Ross with 7. Aaron Bash with 2. Allie Fox with 10. Alexis Ellison with 10. D.D. Church with 4. And Allie Hayden with 6. Scoring went like this. North Shelby led 18-16 after one quarter. Lady Raiders outscored the Lady Indians 11-5 in the second quarter to lead 29-21 at the half. In the third quarter, North Shelby outscored Clark County 15-8. North Shelby led 44-29 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Clark outscored North Shelby 14-12. Wasn't quite enough as North Shelby wins at 56-43. North Shelby evens their record at 1-1, while Clark County girls are 0-2. And the first girls game of the evening, it was Schuyler County defeating Knox County 87-17 as Schuyler County improves to 3-0. They were led scoring by Sydney Ashelman with 12, McKinley Ashelman with 14, Traylon Wilson with 10, J.C. Morris with 12, Kate Hatfield with 18, while Knox County led by Savannah Strag and Jennifer Hinkle with 5 apiece. Schuyler County led 26-4 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Knox 34-4 in the second quarter to lead 60-8 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler outscored Knox 20-6, and Schuyler led 80-14 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Schuyler outscored Knox 7-3. Schuyler County girls win it 87-17. Schuyler County improves to 3-0, while Knox County girls 0-2. And in the first boys' game of this evening, it was North Shelby with just about one day of practice is all they had after their semifinal football loss last Friday. They defeated Brookfield 75-45. And right now, I've not seen any Scottsdale County or Knox County people. That's the boys' game going on in the middle school even as we speak. So we're going to have four games for you tomorrow night, two live, two streamed on KMM. And we're going to start out at 6 o'clock with the girls' championship semifinal. Scotland County will play Milan at 6 o'clock. Following that will be a boys' championship semifinal, Putnam County and Scotland County. Our streaming games tomorrow night will be a consolation semifinal. Putnam County will play Brookfield at 6 o'clock, and then at 7:30, Clark County and Milan boys in a consolation semifinal. So tune in to Sports in the Morning, so we'll find out how that Knox County, Scotland County game came out, and just exactly, again, what we're going to do tomorrow night. For producer Dave Bowen. Okay, so Knox County boys win at 49-45. So let me find my bracket. And, okay, 49-45, Knox County. So that completes the first round for the boys and the girls. So Knox County advances. They'll play North Shelby on Thursday night in the boys' championship semifinal. And Scotter County boys will play Brookfield at 7:30 on Thursday night in the middle school gym in the consolation semifinal. So everything's all set up for the semifinals starting tomorrow night. Now, for producer Dave Bowden, from Scotter County Arlen High School at the Scotter, at the Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these fine Clark County sponsors. They include Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, C&R Supermarkets in Cahokia, and Edina. The Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with offices in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City. Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper. Hawkins Harrison Insurance, they've got branches in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia. Cahokia Media Weekly Newspaper. Cahokia State Bank. Southeastern Community College in Burlington. Trump Trucks in Cahokia. Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia. And the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton.